Eldridge, Ph.D. I'm Emerson. My two grandchildren, Jackson, 6, and Ada, 2, bring Sarah, referred to as Mimi, and me, referred to as Poppy, such deep delight, and I'm dedicating this book to them. In fact, we have a saying chalked and framed, grandparenting is the only thing in life that is not overrated. But when I envision their future, should any of us underrate the world they'll inherit? How will they navigate their interactions with the people of the earth? We all know most cultures will be at their fingertips, literally, in emails, tweets, texts, and so on. They'll be able to communicate with anyone, anywhere, through Skyping or FaceTime. Therefore, I dedicate this book to Jackson and Ada Joy Marie to help guide their thoughts and words. This book challenges them to think before they speak and reminds them to think about four questions before speaking. Is it true, kind, necessary, and clear? If the answer is no, do not hit send. If the answer is yes, Poppy says, hit send. Contents. Introduction. True, kind, necessary, and clear. Chapter 1, is it true? Chapter 2, is it kind? Chapter 3, is it necessary? Chapter 4, is it clear? There'll be an epilogue after you hit send. There'll be acknowledgments and appendix. Introduction. True, kind, necessary, and clear. The football of communication. Dance like no one is watching. Email like it may one day be read aloud in a deposition. Olivia Nussi, The Daily Beast. This telling quote came out on the heels of the hack of nearly 20,000 emails of the Democratic National Committee prior to their national convention in 2016. Every 24 hours, 205 billion emails are sent across cyberspace. Every 60 seconds, 510 comments are posted on Facebook. That's 734,000 posts per day. And every second, almost 6,000 tweets are tweeted across the internet for the entire Twitterverse to see, totaling 350,000 tweets per minute and 500 million tweets per day. Though the head spins with these statistics, they do not include those going out through YouTube, LinkedIn, Pinterest, Google+, Tumblr, Instagram, or the countless other platforms being created every year. Would it be safe then to say that out of these hundreds of billions of communications each and every day, large numbers of the contents authors wish they had taken the time to think more carefully about, all they were communicating and revised or even deleted entirely, the messages they sent out recklessly in an emotional moment? When it happens to you, a family member or an employee, you understand the anguish it can cause and how relevant this becomes. What about the athlete who cannot help but post all his opinions toward the league or team he plays for, perhaps not realizing that freedom of speech does not mean there can't be consequences from his employer? Or the politician who has media and watchdog organizations analyzing every comment she makes, not hesitating to take their presumptions public with what they believe the candidate is communicating? Or the television personality who is quick to post controversial opinions that are not received well by the general public, causing so much uproar and backlash that suspension or even termination becomes necessary? But one doesn't have to be in the public limelight to regret an email or social media post. Take, for example, the job applicant for a major software company who tweeted that she was just offered a job, but now she had to weigh the utility of a fatty paycheck against the daily commute to San Jose and hating the work. Shortly after her not well thought through tweet, she received a reply from an employee at the firm who was seeking to hire her, asking her, "Who is the hiring manager? I'm sure they would love to know that you will hate the work. We here at Cisco are versed in the web." Justine Seiko was global head of communications for a media conglomerate.